Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording and we're going to talk about the Arabic grammar. Continue talking about the Arabic grammar. We said, okay, in Arabic, what is verb in Arabic? Fa'al, mashallah. How about what's noun?
Ism.
Okay. And how is the letter? Harf, right? You have this written over there, right? It's written as harf. What's the English equivalent to harf you have over there?
Here.
Yeah.
This is
letter. Do you guys choose the only one? Oh, you? Okay. Alright, so that's letter. Harf. Okay. What's the word single? Single, which is equal to one. Mufrad. Masha'Allah. What's double? Muthanna. And what is plural? Which is 3+. So that's jamma. You got it?
Hey, there's more people. Where's Nabil? Did he just
crack?
Class, Berlin, he expects you to know
this.
By the time you get to his class.
Plural is jam. How about the past? Past. Which is past verb. Which is fa'al, madi. How about the present verb? فعل مضارع. That's right.
Okay. Once I complained to them last week, they did a really weird thing where they took you guys' names and they completely took it out of their roster. So I'm going to need to... What's your last name?
Future verb. Yes. How about command verb? Command. Verb. فعل. You should always memorize this because this is what we're going to be using.
This is the vocab. If you currently have a notebook or you probably should be in the front.
So now standard male plurals, plural. Standard male plural. Actually, before that, what is male? Mudakkar. What is female? Mu'annas. Standard plural, standard, or well, let's instead of saying standard, let's call it regular. Regular male plural. Standard male plural. Anybody knows? Or I'm sorry, regular male plural. This is jam' mudhakkar salim. And the next one, regular female plural is jam' muannath salim. I want all these to be ready. Cheating sheet. I want you, this cheating sheet you have, I want these to be ready in there. So we can use the right vocab. And then a regular and then who knows what a regular yes, plural jama taksir. Jama taksir. So these ones, I want them to be with you as cheating. And you're a cheating sheet, like the summary sheet that we use. Remember that. In your case, you're allowed to have this cheating sheet with you so that you can do, you can work right. Yes. Okay. If I say musalli. Musalli. How do I convert musalli into female? Musalli means person who does salah. Do salah. Or doing salah. So musalli is doing salah. Huh? Yes, so it will be what?
Musalliya.
Will be musalliya. That's very good. You're next. So female is musalliya. Female is muannath. Now, what would be the double of the male? Okay, how can you double the male? Huh?
Musalliyan.
Musanna. How can I double the female musalliya? Musalliyatan, right? Musalliyatan. So musalliyatan. Is your brother here? You enrolled with your brother?
Yeah.
Is he here? Is he supposed to attend this class?
No. My brother's 8 years old.
Okay. Okay. Now, how about jam'? Jam' for the... Huh?
For the future verb, what does the next word say? I can't really read it. For the future verb.
This is not.
I know, but I'm still writing that stuff down because I wasn't able to see it before, mm-hmm. And I can't read what the future verb says. What it is.
Okay. Musanna and mufrad usually comes for names. Now, jam is going to be, by the way, Buthanna also can be musalliyat, musalliyain, and here musalliyatain. Jam, what is the jam of musalli? Musalliyun. Why this is irregular? Or musalli. Or musalliyin. Musalliyin. How about if I want to do jam' for the female version? And the standard? Huh? Musalliyat. Okay. For the female is musalliyat. You got that part? I would be giving you... Assalamu alaikum. I'll be giving you in the homework, I'll be giving to you words that you to convert. I give you the singular, ask you for to convert it into double or get the female. Huh? Yeah, it's going to be among, you know, the homework that comes. Again, this is the homework of last week, yes. Is it going to have more? Yes. Okay. And then move forward. So now, we're going to have a table for this, so that we can do a lot of examples using this table. You know, Arabic goes from right to left. And this is forward. We can say here al-ism, which is the noun. We can say here mufrad. And we can say here jam' or muthanna. And here we can say there are two forms of muthanna. And we have two forms of double. Jam'. Okay? And then we have mudakkar and mu'annath. Okay. Let's pick a verb. Let's pick a singular. Let's pick lad.
I think you guys know what lad means. Anybody can say that.
Layer. That's right. Okay. What if we want to make it مذ مؤنث? No, مؤنث.
Oh, مؤنث.
Uh-huh. مؤنث. What did you say? No, that's a verb. We're talking about not playing the players. Huh? لعبت. Or لعبة. Okay, لعبة. Now, if you pronounce لعبة is a تاء مربوطة, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're continuing, like saying لعبة الكرة, the football player, then you say لعبة الكرة, لعبة ال. Okay, لعبة. But if you stop at it, you stop with ها. Okay. So then مثنى, two forms of مثنى. What is the how do you do the first form? Remember, these things are standard, regular. I'm sorry, regular. The irregular is coming next, huh? لاعبان. That's right. لاعبان. لاعبان. So, how about the مؤنث, huh? لاعب. I'm sorry, the other form of the مثنى.
لاعبين.
لاعبين. Inshallah. لاعبين. لاعبين. Okay. Now, how about the مثنى version of لاعبان? So you add the alif noon, huh? Go ahead. Yes. لاعبتان. How about the, let's see, مدون تشكيل. How about the male version, I'm sorry, of the female version of لاعبين? Huh? Go ahead.
لاعبتين.
لاعبتين. Yeah. لاعبتين. 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 About جمع. سالم. جمع سالم could be مؤنث or مذكر. Okay. So, لاعب, what's the جمع سالم, which is regular?
لاعبون.
لاعبون, that's right. لاعبون. And what would be the other form of regular male? The other form of regular male? It's like this. And instead of لاعبون, we say
لاعبين.
لاعبين. That's right. لاعبين. 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 Okay. How about the مؤنث؟ Huh? The مؤنث version. Go ahead.
لاعبات.
Do we have a different version? No. No, لاعبات plural. لاعبات. It does not have any other form. لاعبات. And then we grab a line. You see this nice table?
Yes.
Huh? These are all forms. All forms that you can think of for a word. Okay? Now, let's do...
So you guys understand this concept?
Now, let's do a regular case. One irregular case, like the sun. The sun, why is this irregular? Because the sun is female or male? Female word. And it doesn't have ta' marbuta at the end. So that would be irregular. So we have the noun. Okay. Actually, it's already up there. So, مذكر. Actually, it's just مؤنث because it's الشمس. And this is going to be irregular. So, مؤنث is الشمس. Shams, shams. It's مؤنث because this is irregular. What do you do with irregulars? You memorize irregulars, right? Yalina, can you find somebody to TA me in the Quran?
Quran?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll talk to sisters.
Oh, are you TAing me in the Quran? Khalas, khalas. Yeah. Got it. So, what would be the مثنى? Shamsan and Shamsain. The Muthanna can never be irregular, by the way. Muthanna is always regular. So Muthanna. Ah. Shamsan, Shamsain. Shamsan. And then Shamsain. 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 And this goes like this. Okay. Now, let's do the plural. Plural. And since it's going to be irregular, I'm just going to write here irregular, which is taksir. Taksir, irregular. Then it's just one word, shumus. Can you do shumus? Shumus, which is, it is taksir. Got that part?
I don't guess need a regular taksir. What does that mean?
Irregular means taksir, which means like, taksir means irregular.
Yeah. it means like not applicable?
No, it means that, see here? Here we added waw noon.
Right.
Here we added ya noon. And here we added alif ta.
Right.
This is the standard. This form is the standard form. So,
okay.
Instead of saying jam' salim, let's just say jam'.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Just every language has its group of irregulars.
Yeah.
Sadly.
So, there are so many, like, sahar. Like, do you have a friend? Do you have a friend? You know, name her first name.
Anam.
What is Anam? Anam, if you want to do the Anam, is going to be female, right? But it's going to be irregular because it does not end with Ta' Marbuta. You see?
Same with Bint and Om.
Bint.
Bint as in girl and Om as in mother. I'm pretty sure you guys know
yeah.
that,
but
just in case.
Yeah. All right. Got it here?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how do we recognize this? We can use the Google thing, Google Translator.
Although that doesn't
Google Translate doesn't work out.
Google Translate is for words, not sentences.
Google Translators are for sentences.
And for words.
But when you have sentences, it's going to translate it incorrectly because, you know,
yeah.
Different languages have like different...
It will do standard translations. And these standard translations sometimes are good, applicable, sometimes are bad, inapplicable.
For the record, if you ever find an Arabic translator that works better than Google Translate, feel free to contact us, because then we can use that instead of Google Translate.
Yeah, just let us know so that we can tell everybody else. Okay? There's also Arabic dictionary. Did you go to Ali at wischool.net?
Yeah, I've used all of them.
On the top?
Yeah.
Did you go there? Okay.
Yeah.
On the top, there is a dictionary, which is like a regular dictionary. It's like not a translator. It's a dictionary that tells you the meanings of the Arabic word.
As in, it's your responsibility to go through and find them.
Right. But since you have on the internet, you don't have to buy them. Can just get them online. Yes?
I don't know what's bothering you about that chair, but it's bothering me that you keep on moving the armrest.
Okay. So now let's do the verbs. The verbs. Okay.
Everybody just loves verbs. For verbs, there are three hutzmakals. There's singular, double, and plural, which makes it just another tense that you need to memorize.
Yes. So let's do the plurals for the verbs. So let's take a picture and take a lot of pictures. It's too far. Too far.
Okay.
So now we're going to talk about the sentence, the noun sentence. The noun sentence. So we're going to talk about what?
The noun sentence.
The noun sentence is the sentence that starts with?
A noun.
It starts with a noun, right. If it starts with a verb?
It's a verb sentence.
It's a verb sentence. And you can change the same sentence, like Ahmed Ya'kul or Ya'kul Ahmed. Ahmed Ya'kul is what? Noun sentence. Ya'kul Ahmed is?
Verb
sentence. Okay? So you can say Ahmed Ya'kul al-Tuffaha or Ya'kul Ahmed al-Tuffaha. They are the same, but this is converting from one form to another. Okay.
So, everybody understand?
Yes.
Getting the first
For the ones who find this is repeated, just consider it as a review. And then you will be, consider whatever is duplicate as a review.
I have a question. So I know you guys weren't in Sunday school before this. So were you in Al Arkham? Were you not in
Sunday?
Oh my god, that is like the six-hour school, right?
No, it's the same thing.
Same thing. You know, everybody said that the school was better, you know, had higher teachers and everything. It's the exact same thing.
Oh, it was so much longer.
Except no pizza.
Which makes
me
sad. There's pizza every third week. There's cookies every third week and chips every third week.
I don't get that.
We're gonna have pizza this week.
Oh my god, El Arco was
disappointed. You know, on the day that there's cookies and chips and not to eat. It's like no food.
Yeah, no food.
They kinda expect you, because it is at 9 o'clock, to have breakfast before this.
Yeah, but then when does Saturday school? 12. 15 minutes at 12. No,
it's so, at 9. So this, how can I convert this? As I said, you convert it by saying Ahmed. يأكل التفاحة. So يأكل.
Anybody give me a random verb?
Ahmed.
Try to engage you guys.
Yes,
me.
Okay, give me a random noun. Other than Ahmed.
Muhammad.
Muhammad it is. So, would anybody like to go up to the board and write noun sentences
of
that?
What was the verb?
And then write the, except for the people who
Yajmi Ahmed Al Kursi.
Yajmi Su.
Oh, okay.
Not Yajmi, it means running.
So that means Ahmed. Oh. Okay. Is it running or sitting?
Running.
Sentence is S or C?
S. There's a C at the end.
Okay.
English.
Mm. No, you could TA out of this class.
True?
You could TA out of this class. That's what
Shariar
did.
No.
No, out of this class, you're going to go
there. Because Shariar, he said that he didn't take this class and he TA'd instead.
You know what happened to everybody else?
They pretty much. Even in my heart, they pretty much died because they all ditched for the rest of the school year.
So
and us didn't. Which they
helped. You guys will get prizes. Like
yeah.
Yes.
Wait, so they got held back?
Yeah, but they got a really good teacher.
Okay. You got that part?
Yeah.
You got how did we convert it? So take a note of that. This is how you convert from a noun sentence into. Now, let's study the components or the tokens of the noun sentence. Study the what?
Tokens.
Tokens.
Yes, that is my answer.
Okay. For every noun sentence, the tokens have different i'rab. Different what?
I'rab.
So let's say, for example, one sentence is, this is by the way, Ahmed is eating the apple.
Because Ahmed just loves eating apples.
Okay, so let's say here, Albint.
Wait, can we do the one where Muhammad is running or whatever? Have
okay.
Do it because anybody.
Okay.
It's absolutely great. That's why you should come up to the board again.
Wait, what? I don't know what the question is.
Yeah. It's Muhammad is running.
The one that we said.
Okay.
Yeah, the one that...
Muhammad Yajri.
Muhammad Yajri.
Muhammad Yajri fil...
And then what is...
Al-Madrasa.
You don't have to... You can just use two tokens, two words.
In the track.
Muhammad Yajri, right? So what's the other one?
Yajri Muhammad.
Yajri Muhammad. Got it?
So we're going to be kindergartners here and only incorporate two words.
Yeah.
No need for detail, not yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay. Didn't we do this like...
There's going to be more. I'll add more. There's going to be more. What I gave you last time is very basic. Today, it's going to be more since you're. It's the same subject, but more. You see? But more.
There, you can never go too deep in a language. So. I don't know how long you guys been in Sunday school or whatever school you came from. Because you could be in Hong Kong or whatever.
Never go
to starting the first grade before we just like
Well, you guys are many different ages. You look tall, so I'm guessing you're somewhere in high school.
Yep.
I'm in seventh grade.
How old are you?
I'm in eighth.
You're legit.
So I practically
have this. How old are you?
So, Ahmed, clever. Hello. Ahmed is clever. Okay. Ahmed is clever. Clever in English might mean a negative thing. Might mean that he's a crook.
Depends
yeah, smart.
On, depends on context.
Very exactly. That's what I'm saying. It could mean, could be used. In Arabic, it's used just one way. Smart.
So what is it like? There's no like what? What do you say like when a crook is like really smart? He's very sneaky.
Nassab.
Nassab. What does that mean?
Nassab means a crook.
Oh. Okay.
So now Ahmed Shatir. Let's learn here and see what's going on. Ahmed is a noun. The possibilities of Ahmed, we have three possibilities for Ahmed. We have Ahmadu, Ahmadi, and Ahmadu, Ahmada. So there are three possibilities. Ahmadu. Ahmadu. Or Ahmada. Or Ahmadi. The correct version in this is... The correct version is what? Is a Ahmad. Ahmadu. This is not the correct version. This is not the correct version. What is the difference between these four versions? Three versions. And also there is Ahmed.
It's a question, therefore you reply. Right? Right?
There's something called a rhetorical question when you don't reply. That's what I'm assuming this is.
You could raise your hand anyways. Happy to call on you guys because you could, I know it's morning, but you guys are literally zombies.
So, let's focus here, because we have 5 minutes left. Ahmed could be Ahmadu, could be Ahmada, could be Ahmadi, could be Ahmed. Why? Because it depends on the I'rab. So here, this one, we're going to say, let's take away Shatir. Let's just focus on Ahmed. Here is marfu' بالضمة. So this form is marfu' because it has dhamma. So what would be the second form called? What would be the second form?
This is not a rhetorical question. These guys were wondering.
So there's
The second one is mansub bil fatha. This is mansub bil fatha. Mansub bil fatha. So
mar
marfu' bil damma. And this is manfub bil fatha. Marfu' bil damma, mansub bil fatha. How about Ahmadi?
Mansub bil kasra.
Majrur bil kasra. Majrur. How about Ahmed? It's called majzoom bisukun. See? Majzoom. Bisukun. Yes. Okay, so I want you to memorize this. I want you to memorize this, which is marfu' bil dhamma, marfu' bil dhamma, mansub bil fatha, majrur bil kasra, majzoom bil sukun, majzoom bil sukun. I did not collect the homework last week, so let me collect it. Collect. So.
Well, you weren't here last week. You weren't here last week, so.
No, you were.
I was here. I came really late, though. Because
that would
switching
make sense.
Classes, but yeah.
I told you go online and do the homework. Yeah, that's the second homework. Where is the first homework?
Can you
do
homework?
Yeah, I have a memory.
This is Yusuf Khater.
Does he have all the pages?
This is number one and number two.
I didn't do that. I did this one.
Yes, you did only number two, right?
Yeah, isn't that what we're supposed to do?
Oh, it was number one.
Everything.
The first homework.
Generally, you should print it out, not copy the entire thing, or else you're going to be here, there, for it. Can you pass that? Anyways.
Okay.
Just make sure that you end up doing it later, or else.
So, when you say, when you see Dhamma, you know... For singular words, this word is singular. Mufrad. So when you see a mufrad with dhamma, then you know marfu'. When you see a mufrad with fatha, means mansub. When you see mufrad with kasra, then it's majrur. You got that part? So, marfu' bil dhamma, mansub bil fatha, majrur bil kasra, majzum bil sukun. مجزوم بالسكون.
I'm looking at these right now, and you guys know that not everything here is a verb and a noun, right? There's such thing as adjectives and stuff, right?
Yeah, but your dad said that.
Though. Yeah, you can combine, for this purpose of this homework, you can combine the adjectives with the nouns.
So the verbs would actually be predicates?
The verbs will be either present, past, future. You got that part? Okay. So you will have a homework that will cover this, what you learned today. And then please memorize that, these expressions, because you really going to use them heavily.
You got your homework, by the way. Yay.